I'll tell you a story about a little girl.
我要讲俾大家听一个小女孩嘅故事。
I never met this little girl myself.
我自己从来都冇见过呢一个嘅女孩子。
But years ago, before most of you were born, I was for a little while in Newcastle.
但系喺你哋未出世之前咧，我一个时间我喺Newcastle 呢个地方。
And in Newcastle, I met a man who had been in prison more than 50 times.
喺嗰度我碰到一个人，佢曾经坐监坐多过50次。
He's a big, strong man.
一个好大份嘅好大高大嘅人。
His fist was so big, much bigger than mine.
佢个拳头系好大噶，比我个拳头大好多。
And all the women in Gateshead nearby.Were frightened of him.
佢周围嘅人睇见佢都惊佢嘅。
They would run inside if he was coming, shut the door.
如果佢喺行过嘅时候，嗰啲人就见到都系会闩门啦。
His name was Charlie Day.
佢个名叫 Charlie Day.
He'd been a very wicked man.
佢一个好坏嘅人。
But one day, a little girl met him in the street.
有个女孩子喺街度见到佢。
And she said, Mr. Day.Don't you know God loves you?
这个女孩子从这个人来讲了，她说丁先生，你不知道神爱你吗？
Why don't you come down to the mission?
为什么你不来我们的福音的聚会啊？
She invited him to the mission, which was run by a lady, a sister, in Gateshead.
这个聚会是一个姊妹来到负责的，在基层这个地方。
Well, he responded to what a little girl had said.
咁佢就对呢个女孩子有一个好好嘅反应喎。
And he went down to the meeting in the little mission nearby.
佢就去到呢一个嘅地方，一个好细嘅聚会嘅里边。
And he got wonderfully converted.
佢就好奇妙嘅，佢就蒙恩得救啦。
Completely changed.
佢就完全变咗另一个人。
God did for him.What God promises to do for us all.
神是在他身上所作的，是正是神应许要在我们每一个身上所作的。
Gave him a new heart and put a new spirit in him.
给他一个新的心，将个新的灵摆在他里面。
And now this strong man is like a lamb.
现在这个很强壮、很大份的这个男人呢，就好像一只羊。
And he thinks about all his old pals.
他就想到他以前的时间。
In those days, in Newcastle, there was much unemployment.
在那时候是在 Newcastle 的地方很多人失业过。
And at the labor exchange, where they used to collect what they called the dole.
那时候的政府有些机构就在那里来到是给一些没工作的人是给一些钱。
There was a long line of men waiting.To get their wages.
有好多嘅人就排队嚟到喺嗰度要得政府嘅救济。
But Charlie Day would go and preach.
但呢个 Charlie Day 咧，佢就去到嗰度去传福音喎。
I had the privilege of going with him.
我有咁嘅特权，我能够同佢一齐去传福音。
And with another man very much like him, not quite so bad.
有另一个人都同佢差唔多，不过冇佢咁坏。
But anyway, we were three rogues speaking to those who needed to know Jesus.
咁我哋三个人就喺嗰度咧，就同嗰啲人嚟到讲，对啲人需要耶稣嘅人嚟到话俾佢哋听。
We don't know how many turned to the Lord.
我唔知道几多人系转向耶稣。
But that good work began all through a little girl.
但呢一个咁好嘅工作全部都系由一个女孩子开始嘅。
And her simple message was, Mr. Day, God loves you.
佢好简单嘅信息就话，丁先生，主耶稣神爱你。
The love of God found its way into the heart of Charlie Day.
神嘅爱就揾到嗰条路进入到 Charlie Day 嘅心嘅里面啦。
And he was a very consistent Christian after he met the Lord, or the Lord met him.
当佢碰到主嘅时候，或者话主碰到佢嘅时候，佢一路都系做一个好好嘅基督徒。
That's what God wants us all to be.
因为神想我们每一个都是这样。
His witnesses.
作他的见证。
He's given us the privilege of speaking of him. Don't be afraid.
他给我们一个特权，我们能够向人谈论他，我们不需要去害怕。
A little girl was God's means of bringing Charlie Day to himself.
神是透过这个女孩子 来到带到他自己那里。Now
shall we pray a moment?
让我们来到一起祈祷。
Lord, we do thank you for yourself.
我们主，我们为着你自己，我们来到多谢你。
We are learning more and more about you day by day.
我们每一天都能够多点地来到学习认识你。
And we want to know you better.
我们想更多认识你。
For you are wonderful.
因为你真的奇妙。
And you have given us so many wonderful promises.
你给我们很多奇妙的应许。
And you mean what you say.
你说的，你的意思就是这样的。
And so we do want to respond to you.
我们就想真的对你的应许有反应。
We believe you will speak to us this afternoon.
我们相信今天下午你会对我们说话。
And perhaps you will give something to everyone, even though they may be young.
或者你会给我们每一个，无论几岁，或者几小，几年幼，你都有些东西给我们。
So dear Lord, we commit our time to you.
我们亲爱的主，我们就将这个时间交回给你。
Help us to listen.
帮助我们来听。
And whoever we are, give us understanding.
无论我们是谁，给我们有悟性。
And obedience to what you say.
叫我们能够顺服你所说的话。
That we may be corrected and delivered from the evils that are around us.
以致我们能够被矫正，我们能够从环绕我们很多的邪恶能够被拯救。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名来祈祷。
Amen. Now yesterday afternoon, we began to speak about God's objective, what God's work is at the present time.
那么在下午，我们从大家交通到神工作的目的，神在现今的世代，神在做什么？
God has a program.
神他自己有一个节目。
What is it?
神的安排是怎样呢？
Well, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us about that.
我们的主耶稣基督告诉我们。
Because his working with the Father has been from the foundation of the world.
因为他从创立世界的时候开始，就从他的父神一同来到工作。
And we read, therefore, the words of Jesus.
我们就读到主耶稣的说话。
In Matthew chapter 16.
在马太福音第十六章。
And verse 18.
第十八节。
Jesus says.
主耶稣就说。
Give you time to find it.
给时间，你读系马太福音第十六章第十八节。
Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18.
马太福音第十六章第十八节。
I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
主就话，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
So God's program is a building program.
所以神他的工作的程序是一个建造的程序。
He declares it plainly here.
在这里他很明显的明白的来到宣告。
But he also declares there'll be some opposition to his program.
但在这里他都宣告他建造的程序那里有反对的力量。
Satan, the powers of evil, will try to destroy it.
撒旦，魔鬼的权势要来到毁灭教会。
But they shall not prevail. Finally, he will have what he has promised to build.
但撒旦的权势不能够胜过主，主最终一定能够建造他所要建造的。
Now the church, we're speaking about the church,
当我们讲到教会的时候,
is spoken of in a number of different ways.
有讲到不同的方面。
It's spoken about as God's house,
讲到教会是神的家,
as God's household,
讲到是神的殿,
as the body of Christ.
讲到是基督的身体,
there are many other ways in which the church is referred to.
讲到还有其他方面,是圣经,是讲到关乎教会的,
God's house.
讲到神的,
Well, we all like a house. We don't like to be houseless or homeless, do we?
我们都喜欢有个地方给我们居住。我们不想做一个无家可归的人。
God has a house.
神他有一个建筑物来给他居住。
And he speaks by Paul to Timothy about knowing how to behave in God's house.
他就在提摩太的书信就保罗就跟提摩太讲到他应该知道在神的家里面应该怎样的行事。
Now when we speak of house, we think of a building.
很多时候我们讲到家,
That's alright.
这个都可以。
But Peter tells us it's not a building like this.
但是彼得前书就告诉我们, It's
a building like this. He says, we are living stones to that house.
他說,
but then as I said, the house or God's building is referred to as a household.
就是,当讲到神的家的时候,
and household means family.
是讲到家庭的,
David, we read in 2 Samuel chapter 7, wanted to build God a house.
在撒母耳记下,我们读到大卫,他想为神建造一个殿,
referring or indicating something of a building.
是讲到一座建筑物,
but God changed the subject.
神将那个主题来到调转,
and he spoke about David's house.
他是讲到大卫的家室,
David's household.
是讲到大卫的家,
God switched David's thoughts or ambitions, attention from God's house to his house.
神将大卫的心思从神的殿来到转到去讲到大卫自己的家,
because God's house is a household.
因为神的殿是讲到神的家,
that means a number of families, many, many families.
他们是讲到很多的家庭是在一起,
that's wonderful to think we belong to God's household.
这个很奇妙的,我们这样思想,我们属于神的家,
because it's in those relationships of family that we find affection.
因为这个家庭的,这样的关系里面,
care and attention.
关于有关心,关于有注意,
well, the other reference, yesterday we majored on the other reference to the church, his body.
今天我们就集中地来到思想,是教会,是讲到基督的身体,
Paul refers to it in Ephesians chapter 1,
是在保罗在以弗所书第一章那里这样讲到,
verses
22
and
23,
Christ, the head of the church, which is his body.
讲到基督, 是教会,是基督的身体,
we were talking about that yesterday, last afternoon and evening.
在我们昨天,下午和夜晚,我们就讲到这些,
but I'm not talking about that this afternoon.
但今天下午我不是讲这些,
we're going to refer to the church in the wilderness.
今天下午我要跟大家讲的是教会在这个旷野里面,
because we read about that in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse
23.
The apostle is saying, we have not come to Mount Sinai. We have been brought by God's grace to Zion. There is the church in the wilderness. The most direct reference to that is in Acts chapter 7.
最主要的引用的经文是《使徒行传》第七章,
Acts chapter 7,
《使徒行传》第七章,
and verse 38.
第38节,
would someone like to read it out loud?
有人可以帮我大声地读《使徒行传》第七章第38节,
somebody read it first in Chinese and then in English.
或者有人可以帮我用中文读,
out loud, whoever it is.
无论哪一个,大声地来读读,
did you all hear that? Was it loud enough? I think it was, wasn't it? Now let's have it in English.
This is he who was in the congregation in the wilderness of the angel who spoke to him on that night, and with our Father, the one who received the living oracle,
yes, referring to the Lord, this is he who was with the congregation, it may say, or more correctly, with the church, which was in the wilderness.
这里讲到第38节,讲到这人曾在旷野会众,这个旷野的会众,或者可以说是旷野的会众,但也可以我们说是旷野的教会。
That's what we're going to think about this afternoon.
这是我们今天下午要思想的,
the church in the wilderness.
那是教会在旷野的里面,
now that reminds me of something I heard a long time ago now.
这叫我提醒我,
that a missionary went to Japan.
一个新教士去到日本,
he didn't know the language.
他不认识那里的言语,
so like me, he had to have an interpreter or interrupter.
所以好像我这样,
and this missionary had no idea that the people didn't know a thing.
这个讲员,他不知道那些听的人,不知道他想讲什么。
He wasn't at all experienced talking to people who knew nothing about the Bible.
他没什么经验来跟一些人,是从来没有对圣经没有认识的人来讲道。
So he said, I'm going to talk to you this afternoon about Israel in the wilderness.
他就说,今天下午我要跟大家讲道是以色列人在旷野的里面。
So his interpreter said, hold on a minute.
那个翻译的人就说,你等等。
That'll need a bit of explanation.
你需要解释一下。First,
who were the children of Israel?
第一样,以色列人是什么人呢?
And then what is the wilderness?
旷野是什么?
And then what were they doing in the wilderness?
他们在旷野做什么?
Well, that's what we're going to think about.
今天下午我们就来思想这些东西。
He had to give a long explanation if he ever did, I don't know.
他需要给一个很长很长的解释,我不知道他有没有真的做到。
I don't have to give a long explanation, do I?
我不需要给一个很长的解释,需不需要啊?
When I refer to the Israel or the people of God,
当我讲到以色列的时候,就是讲到神属神的百姓,
whom God brought out of Egypt, out of the slavery of Egypt,
那是神将他从埃及为奴, 的地方来到带出来,
and then they passed through the Red Sea,
他们经过红海,
and came into the wilderness,
他们来到这个旷野的里面,
I don't have to explain much about that, do I?
我需不需要解释这些?
Well, we're going to read about it anyway.
但无论怎样,我或者都会读一读。
So let us turn now to the first letter to the Corinthians.
现在我们请大家打开哥林多前书。
First letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章,
now we will read from verse 1 to verse 13.
我们由第一节到第十三节,
this will help us to get into the picture.
这个帮我们来认识个图画,
now listen carefully.
留心地听,
because here we are introduced to the church in the wilderness.
在这里我们就被介绍去认识在旷野里面的教会。
Would you like to read?
哥林多前书第十章第一节。弟兄们,我不愿意你们不晓得,我们的祖宗从前都在云下,都在海中经过,都在云里,海里受洗,归了摩西,并且都吃了一样的灵食。 也都喝了一样的灵水,所喝的是出于随着他们的灵盘石,那盘石就是基督。但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人,所以在旷野倒闭。这些事都是我们的尴尬,叫我们不要贪恋恶事,像他们那样贪恋的,也不要拜偶像,像他们有人拜的。如经常所记,百姓坐下吃喝,起来换耍,我们也不要行奸淫,像他们中间, 有人行的一天就倒闭了二万三千人,那不要试探主,像他们有人试探的,就被蛇所灭。你们也不要发怨言,像他们有发怨言的,就被灭命的所灭。他们遭遇这些事,都要作为尴尬,并且写在经上,正是警戒我们这末世的人。所以,自己以为站得稳的,需要谨慎,免得跌倒。你们所遇见的试探, 无非是人所能受的,神是信实的,必不叫你们受试探,过于所能受的,在受试探的时候,总要给你们开一条出路,叫你们能忍受得住。
Here we are told, about Israel's early experience.
这个话告诉我们以色列人的历史里面早期的经历。
And we see how much a parallel it is to all Christian experience.
我们能够看见这个经历是跟所有基督徒的经历都是平衡的。
He says in verse 1,
第一节,
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant that how all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
第一节，第一回，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵盘石，那盘石就是基督。
What have we got here?
在这里我们读到什么呢？
A reminder of the early experiences and exercises of those who are children of God.
这个提醒我们是作神的儿女，早期我们的经历和我们的操练。
It was illustrated in the history of Israel for us.
这个是从以色列人的历史里面来表明出来，是为了我们的。
And what is it briefly summarized?
如果我们简单的来总结，这是说什么呢？
It is faith.
是说到信。
And baptism,
是说到受洗,
and the Lord's table, the bread and the wine.
是说到主的桌子，说到酒和饼。
Now, most of you anyway are familiar with those things.
我们大部分的人都是对这些熟悉的。
They are experience.
我们是经历过的。
You were given the gospel.
你是被你有得到福音。
You heard and you believed what you heard.
你听到，你又相信你听到嘅福音。
That brought you into a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
呢个将你带到去同耶稣有一个关系。
You declared it in your baptism.
喺你嘅受浸嘅里边，你都宣布同耶稣嘅关系。
And as we have already today, we had breaking of bread, bread and wine together.
今日我哋首先我哋有擘饼嘅聚会。
It was the typical, the actual experience of Israel in a typical way.
这个是一个实际的以色列人的经历，一个很典型的经历。
And what does it say?
这个说什么呢？
Verse 5.
第五节,
with many, but with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness.
第五节，但他们中间, 多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
How sad!
何等嘅伤心嘅事！
How sad it is if after declaring by our baptism and by our taking of the bread and the wine, we fall down.
何等嘅可惜嘅事情！如果我哋经历过受浸，经历过擘饼，但我哋却跌倒。
How disappointed our Father! If we've made a good start, we don't go through to a successful finish.
我那么失望，如果一个好的开始，但达不到一个成功的终结。
Well, what are we to learn?
我们有什么在这里学到呢?
Why were they in the wilderness?
为什么他们在旷野呢?
The wilderness, of course, was a necessary passage of time and experience from leaving Egypt to entering the promised land.
当然旷野是一个必定经必须经过的地方和过程和时间，是要为着要将你从埃及来到带着神应许的地方。
And that's just a typical example of all Christian experience.
这个是所有基督徒的经历的一个典型的例。
It was a necessary period between coming out of the bondage to sin, Egypt,
这个必须的过程是从埃及作罪的奴仆那里来到带我们出来。
And entering into the wonderful life and provisions of the Holy Land, the Promised Land.
你带我们进入到去那个奇妙的神应许的圣地，是神应许的地那个丰富的供应。
Why?
为什么呢?
Why should there be a wilderness?
为什么需要旷野呢?
What is the wilderness?
旷野是什么?
Wilderness is a tough place, isn't it?
旷野是什么很艰难的地方呢?
What did Moses say about the wilderness?
摩西怎么说这个旷野呢?
In Deuteronomy,
在生命记,
chapter 1,
第一章,
Moses expresses it.
摩西这样来表达这个旷野,
see verse 19,
第19节,
Deuteronomy chapter 1,
生命记第一章,
verse
19, 第19节,
When we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness.
生命记第一章第十九节，我们照着耶和华我们神的吩咐，从何烈山起行，经过你们所看见那大而可畏的旷野。
Moses describes the wilderness as great and terrible.
摩西就这样形容这个旷野。 是大而可畏的旷野。
Why?
为什么呢?
Why is the wilderness great and terrible?
为什么说这个旷野是大而可畏的呢?
Why is the wilderness terrible?
为什么这个旷野是可畏的呢?
Do you know what a wilderness is?
你知不知道旷野是什么?
Oh yes, of course.
当然我知道。
There's a place where nothing grows.
在那个地方没有生长的,
nothing useful there to support us.
那里没有一些东西是有用的可以供应我们的,
it's a dry place.
在一个干涸的地方,
no rivers, no lakes.
那里没有河没有湖,
no, there might be a mountain, but a barren one.
那里有山,
a wilderness is a desolate place.
旷野是一个荒废无人居住的地方。
And Moses rightly describes it as great and terrible.
摩西他形容是十分的准确，是说那个大而可畏的旷野。
But that's what God's people came into by His direct will when they left Egypt.
但那个地方是神他自己的旨意，神自己的方向来带他们从埃及离开而进入的。
We might say, oh, why didn't they get an airlift? From Egypt to Canaan.
为什么神将他们叫你坐飞机进入迦南呢?
Well, there weren't any airplanes in those days, of course.
当然在那时候没飞机。
They didn't get even a train or a bus.
那时候连火车连汽车都没有。
They had to foot it.
所以用脚来走。所以用脚来走过这个旷野。
And what did they find?
他在旷野找到什么?
Nothing to support them.
没有东西来供应他们。
Now what did Jesus say about the world?
主，我们的主怎么说到这个世界呢?
What did Jesus say about the world?
主，我们的主怎么说到这个世界呢?
In John chapter 17,
在约翰福音第17章,
I pray not that thou take them out of the world.
主，我不求父来到将 他的门徒从世界拿走,
but you preserve them from the evil one.
但你将他们从恶者那里保守他们。
The world is only another word for wilderness.
世界是旷野的另一个字。
This world is a wilderness.
这个世界是一个旷野。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because John tells us,
因为约翰告诉我们,
in the first epistle of John, chapter 1 and verse, chapter 5 and verse
19, 在约翰一书第五章第十九节，他这样告诉我们,
what does John say about the world?
约翰怎么说这个世界呢?
The whole world lieth in the wicked one.
他说全世界都是没在恶者的手下。
Satan's very happy. He's got the world in his hand.
撒旦很高兴，因为世界在他的手里面。
He's even declared to be the God of this world.
他甚至被宣布为这个世界的神。
Not the God of heaven.
不是天上的神。
Not the God of Israel. Satan is never referred to like that.
所以他不是以色列的神，圣经不是这样说撒旦。
The Lord so often said that. The Holy One of Israel.
我们圣经常常的话到, 是那个以色列的圣者。
That's reference to the Lord, not to Satan. Satan has got the whole world in his hand. And as the God of this world, he's blinded the minds of those that believe not. And they shall not see the glory of Christ. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4.
这个是哥林多后书第四章第十四节。
We're in a time of testing, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们一个受试炼的一个时期。
I think sometimes the gospel is misrepresented and not quite, not accurately proclaimed.
我觉得有时候福音没有准确的来到被宣布。
That people are given the impression that when they become the Lord's,
当人有这样的印象,当他们属于主的时候,
oh, we're going to be happy, happy, happy.
我们就会开心了。
It's all going to be wonderful.
一切都是很奇妙了。
I've heard young men stand up in front of a congregation like this.
我听过有一些年轻人站在这个会众的面前,在聚会的里面。
Now let us have a happy time.
让我们有一个很快乐的时间。
And that's their conception of the Christian life, a happy time. Everybody, or a great majority of people, want happiness. They're not interested in holiness. No, 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 that's not desirable. But with no option if we're going to inherit what God prepares us for. Some people say, going to see Jesus. I died, they're going to see Jesus. But the Bible says, no man seeth him except they be holy. It's not optional. It's a necessity. It says in the end of Matthew chapter 5, as God is holy, we are to be holy. So this may help us to understand what the wilderness is for. And why, when we become believers, have precious experiences of the Lord as our Savior, our Redeemer. There will inevitably follow discipline, trial, difficulties. And what shall we find? We find the world gives us no help. In fact, it's the greatest enemy. It provides nothing for our sanctification, for our progress in holiness. But rather, there are so many stumbling blocks, so many discouragements. What does this world mean for a believer? A period of wonderful discipline and education. What was it for the people of God, Israel, when they started their journey in the wilderness? What did it mean for them? It meant for them that their support would be wholly dependent on heaven. The resources which they needed, even physically, would need to be provided not by the wilderness where they were, but by the faithfulness of God. How did they live? Just think, 2 million people. We're told the 600,000 men. But then the women and their children. There must have been about 2 million of them. And how were they going to find the resources necessary? You know, in these great army or war campaigns,
你知道,在一些軍備,打仗的,這樣的預備的裡面,
there has to be one officer particularly charged to see that there are supplies kept for the front line.
你知道,一定要有這個軍官,他要負責在那裡供應前線,
the minister of supplies,
very
important.
那個供應的,那個部長,十分重要。
Well, we have a minister of supply. How was it that they were supplied with bread day by day?
他們的麵包每天怎樣得到供應呢?
God provided the manna.
神為他們預備manna.
And it was rationed.
他們是要配給的。
But bountifully rationed.
但肯定的是每一個人都有足夠。
Not only it came every day,
不單是每天都來,
but there was enough for everybody.
啊,那么不太足够每一个人的需要。
Not some had more and some had less.
不是有些人得到多,有些人得到少。
There's that wonderful remark in Exodus chapter 16.
在出埃及16章有一个很奇妙的这样的判语。
It's regarding the manna.
它关乎manna。
That those who gathered much had nothing over.
那些是收得多的,他们没多余。
And those who gathered little had no lack.
那些收得少的,他们没缺乏。
That surprises me, it must surprise you too.
How could it be?
That those who had much didn't have too much.
那些收得多的人,他们没有多余。
And those who had little, they had enough.
但那些收得少的,他们都够。
Well, our minister of supplies, our Lord.
我们的主,那个供应的部长,
that's how he ministered to them in the wilderness.
所以在旷野里,这样供应他们。
They had to be utterly dependent upon him.
他们要完全的来到依靠主。
Now that's difficult for us, isn't it?
这个对我们有困难的,是不是?
We like to have some prop or some crutch to go along with. We look for some sort of human support. Even I do that here with this interpreter. But if there's absolutely no support, it's just like this world, it provides no support for godliness, for purity, for separation. We're tested all the time. And there's this passage here in 1 Corinthians chapter
10,
which tells us the blessings they had to start. God does ensure a good start for us in the faith. But afterwards, they died. They grieved God and they perished in the wilderness. Was it because supplies failed? No, not at all.
No, my.
We're told here why it was. You know, it's a surprising thing. God's mathematics are very wonderful. You can find examples of His mathematics in the Bible. You know, we've got a book in the Old Testament called Numbers. And why is it called Numbers? Because God counts. He keeps record. He makes a census. And in the first chapter of the book of Numbers, we have the census of the people, the number of the people that left Egypt and began in the wilderness. And then, after 40 years, in the same book of Numbers, we have a second census. And what do we discover? We discover that in that 40 years, the death rate was greater than the birth rate.
王的律是大过出生的律。
Now that's a bit contrary to history, isn't it?
这个是不是跟历史好像相反呢?
You don't have that problem in China.
你在中国没有这个问题啊?
Except that birth rate is a bit controlled there, isn't it?
虽然在那里有节育来控制人的生育。
But normally populations are multiplying, increasing as the days go by.
通常来说人口是不断的增加。
But what happened to these people of God in the wilderness?
但这个神的百姓在旷野里面有什么发生呢?
In those 40 years,
在那40年里面,
there was not multiplication.
那不是倍数的增加。
There were less at the end than there were at the beginning.
他们临命的时候,
no, that's a bit of church history, you know.
你知道,
that's the surprising thing. Why is this building empty?
为什么这个教堂是空的呢?
Wonderful premises, this.
这个好好的一个会址是不是呢?
And how many people meet here?
但有多少人在这个聚会呢?
Huh? Some tell me they're very few.
有人说,只有很少人留在这聚会了。
But that's the history of many congregations.
这个很多的会众教会的历史。
They're not growing.
他们没有生长。
Not becoming more.
他们不是越来越多。
But shrinking, becoming less.
他们越来越收缩,越来越少。
That's what happened to the people of God, Israel, in that wilderness period.
这个就是 发生在以色列人,在神的百姓,在旷野的那个时期了。
If you see the two references,
如果你要看那些其他的记录,
how many were in the census of the first,
有多少人在第一次点数民数的里面,
and how many were in the census of the last,
有多少人在第二次的点数民数的里面,
you will find 1820 less after 40 years.
那个是
1820.
1,820.
1,823.
20. 人少了。
I'm not stopping to turn up all the references. I'm Then, the death rate was greater than the birth rate. And that's how it appears in Christian circles today. Why? Because this world provides nothing for our support. It's not in sympathy with godliness.
我们能够从世界得到对圣洁的同情。
Fear of the Lord has been abandoned.
敬畏神已经被人放弃了。
The world is not in favor of even the mention of His name.
这个世界甚至不想提神的名。
It's not yielding any help to us.
这个世界给我们一点都没帮助。
But now, we haven't finished with the story.
但这个故事还没完。
Because the Apostle Paul here in 1 Corinthians 10 tells us very bluntly, plainly, four reasons why so many people died in the wilderness. In
1
Corinthians chapter 10, see how he tells us. Four reasons. From verse 6 we can begin. Now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after the evil things as they lusted.
第六节, 这些事都是我们的尴尬,叫我们不要贪恋恶事,像他们那样贪恋的。
So what was the chief desire, or what was the chief characteristic of the people?
所以这帮人, 他们最特征是什么呢? 他们所恋慕的是什么呢?
Lust.
他们是贪恋, 他们是什么情欲?
Lust, that's a dreadful word.
这个贪恋或者情欲是一个很可怕的字。
It's associated so much with uncleanness. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eye. That's how John describes the world in 1st Epistle of John. Chapter 2. What does he say? Love not the world. Why? It's enmity against God. Why? Because it lusts for that which is human. Sexual. Earthly. They lusted for the things that were unseen or unholy. What's it say in verse 7?
第七節說什麼呢?
Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
第七節,也不要拜偶像,像他們有人拜的,如經常所記,百姓坐下吃喝,起來玩耍。
So the first reference is to idolatry.
這個第一次來到提到是拜偶像。
What is idolatry?
什麼是拜偶像呢?
Choosing an alternative to the Lord.
拉選一些東西來代替神。
It may be, of course, like in Hinduism, something made of stone or wood.
或者好像印度教,他們選一些用石、用木做的偶像。
But idolatry is an alternative to the Lord.
拜偶像,是用另一樣東西來代替神。
Instead of giving him what is due.
我們不將神該有的給神。
Attention, obedience, and love.
我們的注意,我們的信服,我們的愛對於對神。
We prefer alternatives.
我們情願選另外一些東西。
And what was characteristic of those who accepted or turned to alternatives to the Lord?
那些人,他們選神以外的東西。
They said, oh, come on, let's have a happy time. Let us drink, eat, drink, and be merry. Now, there are a lot of believers who enter the Christian life and wanting just to have fun. Many meetings that are specially arranged for young people. Are not spiritual, they're entertainment.
Ooh,
we must have the music. We must have a happy time.
Let's
eat, drink, and be merry. And that opens the door to alternatives to the Lord. That's the first thing that's mentioned here. Why they fell in the wilderness. Idolatry. What's the next thing? Verse
8.
Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day. What? 23,000. So many in one day. No wonder the birth rate was greater than the death rate was greater than the birth rate.
沒怪,死亡的率是大過生出生的率嗎?
Why?
為什麼呢?
23,000 in one day.
23,000人一日就死了。
Fornication.
淫亂.
They became fornicators.
他們成為淫亂的人.
What does that mean?
這個什麼意思呢?
It means misusing the organs of our body for unclean purposes.
這個就說我們濫用我們身體的器官來做一些不潔的原因.
Paul said to Timothy, flee fornication.
保羅跟提摩太說要逃避淫亂的事情.
It's not wrong to run. And to run away.
你走,離開,不是錯的。
Some years ago, a young man wrote to me.
幾年前,有一個年輕人寫信給我。
Told me that on his day off, He went to a woman that didn't belong to him. He was having sex or sin.
He
said, what shall I do?
他說我應該怎麼做?
I said, when you're on your way, turn around utterly and run for your life.
我就說你走去那條路的時候,你轉回頭,你逃避嗎?
That's what Paul said to Timothy.
應該保羅和提摩太說的?
Flee any,
逃啊, 逃啊,
any unclean habit.
任何不潔的習慣,你都要逃避啊?
Don't let it master you, you be master.
你不要讓他來做你的主人啊,你自己要做你自己的主人啊?
You know, a lot of our Christian experience depends upon the will.
你知道,我們很多作基督徒的經歷,是在乎我們的意志。
We can if we will.
我们能够的,
what does it mean? Reckoning yourself dead indeed unto sin?
啊,所以说我们要看罪,看为自己为死的,什么意思?
It brings in the will, of course.
啊,当然我们带着我们的意志。
And a lot of our Christian experience depends upon the will.
啊,我们基督徒的经历是在乎我们的意志。
When I was in a workshop where there were not any other Christians,
啊,當我在工作的地方,
they taunted me being a Christian.
啊,他們就笑我是做基督徒,
and one of their favorite taunts was, you've got to work out your own salvation.
啊,他們就笑我,我們要自己努力才能得救的。
But the verse that follows that,
但跟著的說話,
they never quoted that.
他們沒有引用聖經跟著的說話,
what's the verse that follows it?
跟著說什麼呢?
For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
那神按著你的樂意來到藉著你的定義來到作成這個救恩。
See, that's Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. You better make a note of that if you're taking any notes. It does say in verse 12, work out your own salvation. It means let your salvation come out. But if you think, well, you've got to do something about it. Alright, the next verse, 14.
但你如果你說你靠自己能夠做到的,你要繼續讀下去,第14節。
For it is he that worketh in you by the Spirit.
因為他說,是神在你心裡面,在這個靈裡面運行,
he worketh in you both to will and to do.
因為你立志行事,都是神在你裡面來運行。
But fornication is doing something ourselves, damaging to ourselves. This is the second reason why this multitude died in the wilderness. And then now see verse 9. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of the serpents. Don't tempt the Lord. The Lord was tempted, wasn't he, by the devil? And the devil said, oh, God says if you cast yourself down, his angels will lift you up, you won't hit your foot upon the stone. But Satan didn't use the next verse which speaks about him being bruised under their feet. Don't put the Lord to a test. Some people do, some early Christians do. Maybe they were smokers. I once knew in Madras, an Indian who had been a smoker all his life. But then the Lord took it from him. And he told me this. Now he says, I put the cigarettes on the mantelpiece. Just to show that I've got the victory. I put the cigarettes on the mantle on the shelf. That's tempting the Lord. That's putting God to the test. Don't do it. I was in Burma, and after a meeting we had among soldiers, we stood outside talking for a little while. And one of the soldiers lit a cigarette. So I said, why didn't you smoke in there? Oh, sir, I couldn't do that. That's the house of God. I said, what is this? Isn't this the house of God? He said, is it? Nobody told me that before. He took his cigarettes, threw them in the ditch. No playing about, no testing God. Not walking so near to the world just to invite disaster. You see, some who have been maybe drunkards. Or if not drunkards, they've been given to wine or strong drink. But they'll go into a pub and they say, the Lord will protect me. But then the smell. And they have another go. Tempting the Lord. Don't put the Lord to the test. I heard of a gentleman who wanted to employ somebody to drive his car. And he needed a good driver. Because it was a very dangerous road. There were so many hairpins. And on the side, the rocks, and on the other side, the valley. He must have skill to corner properly. So he interviewed two or three men. He said, now, how near could you go to the edge without going over?
Oh,
he said, I'd go a foot, sir. He interviewed another man. How far could you go without going over? A foot and a half, sir. So he interviewed another. How near could you go without going over?
你走到幾近,
Two feet, sir.
哇,兩尺吗?
And the next man?
但另一个人来,
I would keep as far away as possible, sir.
哇,先生,我会尽量地离开那个边,
he said, you're the man for me.
哇,说,
don't take risks.
哇,你不要冒险啊,
don't think God is going to protect you when you're stupid and disobedient.
你不要想着你愚蠢,你又不听神神服的时候,神会保护你。
That's what is said here. They fell in the wilderness. The wilderness didn't give them any help. But it gave them many opportunities to make mistakes. And that's what happens to us. Jesus said, don't take them out of the world. But keep them from the evil
one.
And he does that.
啊,彼得这么说,
there was a man who's had a very bad reputation.
啊,一个人,一个很坏的,
he was called Old Born Drunk.
啊,他就被称为那个,很老的,啊,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长,长
was his name, Old Born Drunk.
他生出來就很老，經常都喝醉酒的。
Why?
為什麼呢?
Because his mother gave him intoxicating liquor when he was a baby.
因為他長嬰孩的時候，他母親給酒他喝。
And he was never delivered from it.
他從此起都不能夠從這個酒量裡面脫出來。
Until one day,
直到有一天,
the Lord came into his life.
主耶穌進入他的生命。
and he was converted.
啊, 他就悔改归信了,
and after that, he had a consistent Christian life.
啊, 之后那个稳定的基督徒的生活,
and somebody, when he was dying, went to visit him.
啊, 当他死的时候,
he said, you must have had a great difficulty giving up the drink.
啊, 你现在很困难,
he said, no.
他说,
the Lord took the taste away, straight away.
他说,
but he said,
但他说,
for smoke, I had to get the victory every day.
但他说,
now, if you keep the things that are your enemy near to you, you're tempting the Lord. There is deliverance, complete deliverance. But there is the victory too. Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So don't tempt the Lord. And now what does it say? Verse 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. So what is it now? It's murmuring. You know, we do a lot of that, don't we? If the sun is not shining, if it's raining, we grumble. And if the sun is shining, we sometimes grumble, oh, too hot. We grumble, grumble, grumble. They say soldiers are the experts at grumbling. When I was in the army, we had a sergeant. He would come into the dining hut. What's for breakfast? Sausage and mash. Out he would go. Come the next day. What's for breakfast today? Bacon and eggs. He'd go out again. Never satisfied. I don't know how he lived, really. Must have had an extraordinary wife. But this is a serious fault on our part, brothers and sisters. When we grumble, what are we doing? We're criticizing God. We're finding fault with Him. That's the level of our murmuring. And it was so typical of this people in the wilderness. They came to a place where there was no water. And they grumbled. They came to a place where there was no meat. And they grumbled. What did God do? He provided. If only they had looked to Him. They would receive from Him. He did give. None of them died because He cut off the heavenly resources. But grumbling, grumbling, grumbling.
啊, 埋怨, 埋怨, 埋怨.
What are you doing?
你做什么呢?
You're going round and round.
啊, 我兜着转弯, 转弯.
And what happens if you go round and round?
你整个转弯, 整个兜圈的时候,
you get nowhere.
你任何地方都去不到.
And that's why many believers
今天很多的信徒都是这样,
get nowhere.
去任何地方都去不到.
Because they've got this habit of grumbling.
啊,
thinking things ought to be better.
啊,
or there must be some divine intervention
啊,
to suit their purpose. This was why the church in the wilderness failed.
啊,
the discipline of the wilderness
啊,
did not help them.
啊,
but caused
their failure.
啊, 以致他們的失敗。
How sorrowful when so many who brought out never went in.
啊, 很痛,何等的痛心,
a whole generation died in the wilderness.
整一代的人在旷野里面死亡。
There were only two who went in.
只有两个人进入到去。
Who was that?
他是哪两个呢?
You know.
你知道吗?
Joshua and Caleb.
啊, 约书亚和加勒。
And what is said about those two?
啊, 圣经怎么说这两个人呢?
And the only two who went in.
啊, 那两个人进入去的。
And said of them, they wholly followed the Lord.
啊, 圣经告诉他们,
that's a very meaningful reference.
啊, 这是十分有意思的, 这样的说话。
But the whole generation died.
但整整一代的人都死亡。
But now, there is something else we have to notice.
啊, 但因为我们有什么要留意?
When we read in Exodus chapter 12,
啊, 当我们读出埃及记第十二章的时候,
Exodus chapter 12,
出埃及记第十二章,
this is the record of their coming out of Egypt.
啊, 这里记载他们怎么出埃及。
Exodus chapter 12,
啊, 出埃及记第十二章,
says, oh, here we are, verse 38. He's speaking about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. And what does it say? A mixed multitude went up also with them. Oh, perhaps that's the explanation of their all failing in the wilderness. They started off with a mixed multitude. We have to beware of that. You see, at the Lord's table, there is usually a special warning. If there's something between you and God, or something between you and another believer, don't take this bread and wine. Because you will be eating and drinking death to yourself. There is a severe or a real genuine warning. And it's necessary. Because here, at the beginning they had a mixture. Someone said, oh yes, we're with you, we're with you. And many people want to jump on the bandwagon. And say, yes, yes, we're identified with you. We have to be aware. Because no doubt that mixed multitude might have been only a few.
啊,我无疑问,
but we're told, leaven leavens the lump.
啊,但我们说,圣经告诉我们,那个酵会发到全团都变成发酵的。
And that is said in connection with the Lord's table.
啊,这里说到,从主的桌子里的时候,
leaven must be put out.
啊,那个酵一定要除去。
It may be leaven wrong in teaching.
啊,无论在教训里面的酵,
it may be wrong in habit.
啊,
but these people not only died
啊, on, 这些人,
for four reasons,
不但只有这四个原因来死,
but I believe basically at the root there was this mixed multitude.
啊, 我觉得在那个根源里面,
and if we are to get through this wilderness period,
要经过这个旷野的这个时期,
and this is the period when now the world is in the the church is in the wilderness.
啊, 这个时期就是东方教会在旷野的时期,
it's in a place where we've got to learn the sufficiency of the Lord in all circumstances.
啊, 在这个时期我们要学习到在任何的环境里面我们能够信靠主的足够,
to look to him in the extremities that we may face.
啊,
to believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
能够相信, 能够体验我们的主在人之地,
You know, when the Lord went to the house of Lazarus who had died, those two sisters echoed the same thing. If you had been here, our brother would not have died. But what did the Lord say? If you would believe, you would see the glory of the Lord. That's our privilege. As pilgrims and strangers. As those who are on a journey. And has a glorious destination. Have our focus upon Him. Our dependence upon Him. For every emergency, every situation. There is in every congregation mixture. You will know it. Every congregation, leaders of every congregation will know that there is mixture. And as stewards of His grace and privilege, they must be aware of it. See, the church made such a glorious start according to Acts of the Apostles. But how soon it lost ground, it lost speed, it lost power. Because there was mixture. Ananias and Sapphira are one example. And then the man who lived in sin in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. He was a number. And what did the apostle say about him? You must excommunicate. Why? Why? Because then he may repent. If the church means anything to him, he'll dread being put outside. When the apostle speaks of excommunicating, not to leave a believer at the mercy of Satan, but to provoke his repentance and return. And in the connection, we do see that that man did return. Referred to in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Commend your love to him. He's repented. He's returning. We do have to learn from what we had the opportunity of learning in the church in the wilderness. How was Israel at that time when they were in the wilderness? Did they have houses? No. What did they have? Tents. And what did God have? He had a tent. They were a tented congregation. That means they were pilgrims. It was important that they should complete their pilgrimage with joy. You know how the apostle spoke at the end for himself? I have finished my course. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Hence faith there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the judge shall give me. How do you want to finish?
你心里怎样行完你的路?
You finish like that?
你是想这样行完你的路?
That's my prayer anyway.
这个就是我的祈祷,
Lord, I'm near the end, I don't know how near.
主要我知道我已经很近的路中了,
Let me be able to say, as Paul said,
我愿意我能够同保罗这样讲,
I have finished my course.
我行完我当走的路,
I have fought a good fight.
我已经打得美好的仗,
I have kept the faith.
我守的道已经守住,
so I'm expecting that reward.
我就期望着我的赏赐了,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep on your feet. As a pilgrim. As a church, a pilgrim church. Years ago, I did see a book called The Pilgrim Church. And the church must remember that that's what we are. We are here not as settlers. We're here as sojourners. We're here as pilgrims. Individually. And collectively. We belong to one another. We're all in the same divine campaign. Hold fast, my brothers and sisters. And pray God shall purge you from everything that's going to stumble you. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eyes. What's the lust of the eyes? Seeing something, saying, I like that. That's the danger when you go to market. You go to these big stores. Ooh, that's
good.
Like that.
Lust
of the eyes. The Lord needs to keep our eyes. And keep our lips. And keep our ears. If we're to maintain our course, our pilgrimage. Both as a church. And as individuals. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.主，我们感谢你，弟兄给我们是更明确、更清楚的说话。我们都将今天你带来的每一个，我们交给你。主，我们知道你看见我们每一个的心，你看见的不是我们的外表。我们求你的话能够说出我们的心里面。主，我们有未信的朋友，我们求你都将人的罪，把我们显明，以致我们知道我们在你面前，我们需要这个救主。我们都是罪人。 我们都是需要主你的救主，我们信了你的人，我们求你怜悯我们，我们求你纪念我们今天所听的说话，我们为着教会，我们求你都纪念我们今天所听的说话，主，我们感谢你，透过是你忠心的仆人来到对我们讲出主你心里面的说话，主你看见我们，你很清楚我们今天在教会是什么阶段，你看我们的时候，你知道我们今天这班的人是属你的人，在什么阶段的里面，我们求你的话 能够在我们身上有功用，我们求你不要放过我们，我们求你的话不要轻轻的放过我们，我们求你的圣灵继续在我们心灵说话，未信的朋友，我们求主你光照，将我们里面的隐情光照，以致我们能够认识我们需要这位救主，我们信了你的人，我们求你用你的话来到洁净我们，来到真是清洁我们里面，很多不属你的东西，很多是真是隐而未见的，很多我们的软弱， 是会引致我们倒闭的，我们求你怜悯我们，我们求你为着你的名字，你纪念我们，你怜悯我们，我们求你为着你透过弟兄所说出的话，主你怜悯我们，你纪念我们，主，我们不愿意这些话是在我们身上面是徒然，主，我们不愿意我们听到这些话，我们都是倒闭的抗的，我们求你怜悯我们，我们不愿意今天来到这里的每一个，任何的一个听到这些话，他是认不认识罪，不认识看不到罪的 可怕仍然要住在罪的里面，我们求你这个话能够光照我们，能够苏醒我们，能够吸引我们，我们感谢你透过弟兄给我们有极大的盼望，我们真的发不得我们都能够要对老弟兄这样的求，我们盼望我们能够到我们的路中，我们能够说我当跑的路都跑完，主，我们求你给我们这个这样的渴慕，给我们一个这样的呼求， 主你你吸引我哋，大细嘅我都敢交俾你，细路仔我哋知道佢能够明白嘅。主我哋求你都从年幼俾佢一个咁嘅心，盼望佢哋一生能够喺主嘅里边，能够真系直到老终，佢都要服侍你，佢要为着得着嗰个不能扭坏嘅冠冕，因为地上嘅一切，无论世界能够俾乜嘢嘅一切，有一日都系扭坏，有一日都系归于无有。我哋求主你，你能够对我哋说话，我哋咁样仰望，我哋为着顶嘅话，我哋一面献上感谢，一面我哋战敬，我哋求你束起我哋心中嘅腰，我哋求你嘅灵能够找住我哋嘅心，你能够继续嘅对我哋说话，你唔好容让我哋离开呢度，仍然系好似嚟之前一样，只我哋将我哋每一个都咁样交俾你，我哋祈祷奉主耶稣基督嘅名字。